Three walls stood between the towering citadel and the northern wasteland, each higher than the last. With the standing guard of 500 men, few enemies had ever come close to mounting a successful attack. It would take an army 10 times their number to breach those walls. Only once had the unthinkable happened, the last time Archon marched south. And now the whispers spoke of Archon's return. May shuddered, struggling to find the courage that drove men such as Alan to join such a war. She glanced at the big man and found herself caught in his gray eyes. He smiled.
"Is that the sword?"
May's eyes widened, her thoughts thrown off by the question.
"What?"
"The sword, missy. The one the king gave you. Is that it?"
May looked down at the short sword sheathed at her side and nodded.
"Yes. It's the one King Fraser gave me when I was awarded this appointment." She sighed. "The sword of the commander. It seems so long ago now."
"Good."
She looked up at the tone in his voice.
"A magic sword might come in useful shortly."
May stared as he reached down and pulled the horn from his belt. Before she could speak, he had lifted it to his lips. 3 long, pealing blasts rang out through the night. Lowering it, he flashed her a grin.
"Just doing my duty."
Tossing aside the horn, he picked up his warhammer.
"They're coming, Commander. Best prepare yourself."
Even as the horn sounded, May caught the glint of metal below, reflecting from the light of the defender's torches. She nodded back at Alan, the hackles on her neck rising. Reaching down, she drew her blade as the first men below appeared in the light of their torches. Torchlight flickered on the grizzled faces of the enemy, revealing their matted beards and unkempt hair. Hard eyes stared up at them, alerted by the trumpets, their lips drawn back in scowls. Scar-crossed hands gripped hard around the hilts of swords and axes. The final ring of the horn faded away, returning the night to silence. Then, almost as one, the men below charged.
Staring down at the enemy, May struggled to guess at their numbers. But in the darkness, the task was impossible, the enemy beyond count, and May sent a quick prayer for the gods to grant her soldiers speed.
Half the garrison slept below them at the foot of the wall. In her mind's eye, she pictured them leaping from their beds and sliding into their chainmail, sweeping up swords and helmets as they rushed for the door. With luck, they would reach the battlements in minutes. In the meantime, it was up to the night guard of 50 to see off the first attack. Returning her attention to the invaders, May clenched her sword tight in her fist. She glanced at Alan, surprised to find his presence comforting. She smiled.
"Are you ready, soldier?"
Alan hefted his hammer.
"Always."
Light burst across the plains below as the guards tossed bales of hay into their flaming barrels. The glow caught the shadows of the men below, revealing the stark truth of the challenge they faced. May forced herself to stand still as she heard whispers from the men around her.
"Stand strong," she called out over the thumping of the enemy's boots.
Turning her eyes back to the force below, May swallowed hard. This was no raiding party, that much was clear. They were too numerous and too well equipped for that.
"Where did they get chainmail and steel weapons?"
Sharing a glance with the aging warrior beside her, she gave him a nod. She could trust him to hold the men together here. Her presence would be needed elsewhere, though, to add steel to the backbone of the defenders. Turning, she strode along the battlements, shouting encouragement to her men as she went. 60 feet down the line, May found a space and stepped back up to the battlements. Mouth dry, she cast a glance to her left and right. The 50 men of the guard lined up either side of her, their faces grim but determined. She felt a rush of pride when she saw their fear had retreated behind masks of courage. Whatever challenge they faced, these men and women would stand to the last against the enemy. Below, the enemy roared and rushed across the last patch of ground before the wall. Swords and axes crashed against shields, and a wave of sound swept up over the defenders.